I am Joe Lichtenstein and I'm directing Essex Girls, about how teenage pregnancy and teenage motherhood comes about with poor education.
Hi, my name's Sophie and I play Hayley in Essex Girls.
I'm Rose and I'm playing Kelly.
I'm Elizabeth and I'm playing Diane.
They're very similar, they're pretty much all the same. They're 16-year-old girls who are monkeying off and standing around in the toilets talking about sex and tampons
boys.
They're quite bitchy and always fight with each other over stupid things and don't really talk about anything that interesting or important.
Yeah, I'm Rosie and I'm playing Karen.
Yeah, and I'm Claire and I play Kim.
Well, Karen is a pretty jokes character. She is going around to try and cheer up Kim, who's a bit depressed, and she's just a bit mental, very jolly, but also kind of sad.
Then Kim's a bit, not the opposite, but she's just had a bit of a hard time, and so she's just sort of down in the dumps, and Karen's going to cheer up.
It's like, when he kisses me, I sort of feel like, I don't know, like I've been tangoed. He's really good with his hands. You know how some men think, because they know where it is, they found it? Ian like that. He's got touch.
Why, what's he do?
He's a butcher.
Oh, that's disgusting.
This isn't like the only way they're six at all, really. It's more about like, you know, poverty than like new money, like.
Yeah, it's quite serious. It's a funny play, but it's kind of head-messy. Yeah. It's quite across.
Yeah.
They're quite extreme kind of caricatures, which is fun to play.
Definitely. It's kind of the worst of your 16-year-old self put into a toilet. And
amplified.
Kind of try about
10.
And in Essex.
Yeah. Let go to do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
It's quite hard because sometimes you slip into like the London accent instead of Essex.
Girl.
Yeah, exactly. But once you've got it, it's easier than I thought to maintain.
I haven't struggled at all because I've written it. quite a lot really. I don't know, it's like all the script is written in like sort of, you know, all the inits and everything are included, so if you're just reading it like it's written, it's easier.
Yeah, it doesn't make it much easier for me, to be honest, when you have this accent.
Yeah.
But
she's doing it great. Yeah.
I think it's relevant because not many people know about Essex, especially up in York. A lot of people ask me, when I say I'm from Essex, they say, well, you don't sound like you're from Essex. Because of the only way it's Essex, and yeah, so I think it does. And obviously Essex is enormous, and there are lots of very underprivileged parts. I think the most impoverished place in Europe is in Essex, in Jawick, and the town with the highest pregnancy rate in Europe is not far away from Jawick, in Clacton.
I think it's relevant because it's the stuff that's happening now, whereas I think a lot of people here are from much more privileged situations than the characters that we're depicting. So I think it's kind of realising that this stuff is happening here and now. Maybe not to you, but it is happening.
Mm. Although it's exaggerated, it is a naturalistic storyline, and it is touching as well as funny.
If I had a baby, I'd have to keep it in here.
My mum would go mad.
Now, just tell her, right, that you're walking along and you slipped and fell onto an erect penis.
I have had a lot of Essex experience, having been to Essex Comprehensive. So I know a lot of the characters in the play, similar ones. And I'm really interested in a director called Ivor van Hove, who takes text and just sort of makes it into something new.
Yeah, Joe really, he's got some really good ideas that he's bringing to it, and he's really good at kind of helping you, and we're just having loads of fun, aren't we?
Yeah, we're having loads of fun. It's really relaxed, like, play, so we can just mess about and still, like, be acting, because that's pretty much what the whole play is. It's just girls messing about. So.
Going towards something, like, it's good.
Because I've never seen anything like this in the barn.
No, literally. This is so new
it's
to the barn.
It's contemporary and funny.
Yeah,
and
it's rude. Interesting. It's an interesting concept.
Funny, you get to see us wearing loads of orange makeup.
Yeah,
beehives up to the sky.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a treat.
Looking disgusting.
So come just to laugh at us, if not with us.
Yeah.
It's funny. It's like emotional. It's short and sweet.
It's got nice characters.
Nice characters.
It's like, it's different. Relatable, it's funny,
it's different, it's not just like, you know, what drama Bond often produces.
Yeah, it's got some interesting sort of staging parts to it that you'll see if you come see it. Yeah.
Because it's important to learn about Essex, and it's really funny. There aren't many plays with entirely female cast. It's part of the reason I chose it, because, I mean, plays on the whole, especially in Britain, and The Barn, understandably, has more parts for men. And I wanted to do a play with all females for that reason. The show is on Friday, 31st of January to the 2nd of February, Sunday. And you can buy tickets on Bamborough Stalls from 12 till 2, Wednesday to Friday, or you can get them online, the Yusu shop.
The only way I could persuade her I ain't gonna get a bun in the oven is if I become a nun. Or a lesbian.
What did you call it?
A lesbian.
It ain't got a D on the end of it.
Yes it has. Lesbian.
No it hasn't. Lesbian, no.
It has, Kelly. Hayley, has lesbian got a D on the end of it?
Yeah, D for danger.